You're listening to SBS News.
The reality of life in one of Bangladesh's ultra-poor enclaves is harsh and unrelenting. The landscape is littered with rubble, where broken bricks and debris double as a playground. Here, the slums are hard enough to enter, let alone leave. But things are slowly improving, helped by $70 million a year in Australian aid. Labour frontbencher Christina Keneally and Liberal MP Angie Bell are among a group of parliamentarians touring Bangladesh, hearing firsthand how targeted spending on free early childhood education is changing lives for mums like Selma.
Opportunities weren't there, but after my child was born and meeting educated people, I wanted them to grow up the same.
The two politicians have been visiting an early learning centre and a women's microfinancing initiative in one of Dhaka's extremely poor enclaves, meeting other mums who've benefited from microfinancing to start their own business. Ms. Bell says she was moved by the visit to the slum.
Well, it's been very confronting, can I say, but also a great sense of pride and a little bit, you know, teary, but a great sense of pride.
Senator Keneally told SBS News helping women was particularly important.
They say, you know, that women hold up half the sky. They say if you change a woman's future, you change her family's future. And that's what we're seeing here today.
In December, the Prime Minister announced a review of Australia's $4 billion a year foreign aid budget, which has fallen in real terms by 27% since 2013. But the MPs and senators who've experienced life in the slums of Dhaka firsthand say less than 1% of total federal spending is worth every cent. Australia commits $1.4 billion to the Pacific, another billion to Southeast and East Asia, just over $266 million to South and West Asia, which includes Bangladesh, and just under $200 million to the Middle East and Africa. Christina Keneally again.
I think that Australia has to recognise our responsibility as a first world country to contribute to our region, to lift people out of poverty, and ask ourselves as a country, what more can we do to transform the lives of some of the most poor people in the world?
Angie Bell says the impact of aid from overseas outweighs the cost to Australia.
It's a small investment for us that is far-reaching, wide-reaching, and changing the lives of Bangladeshi people.
The group was later welcomed to the Bangladesh Parliament, where the all-male Foreign Affairs Committee was quizzed on greater gender equality and fewer carbon emissions. The diplomatic relationship is morphing from one sustained by aid to one embracing trade, as experts warn little of that prosperity is flowing downstream into communities like Dhaka's ultra-poor slums. Alan Lee, SBS News.